It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate Field View. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate FieldView services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Columbus, Ohio is one of three cities where the Chipotle restaurant chain today will roll out its customer loyalty program that it expects to extend across the nation next year. Now, that's interesting because it was in a Columbus suburb where just 2 months ago more than 600 people reportedly were sickened after eating at a Chipotle, and the chain has dealt with food safety concerns before. Kansas City, Kansas, and Phoenix are the other two introductory markets for the Chipotle loyalty program. From This Week in Agribusiness, one more bit of bad news for the grain trade and grain farmers just when you think it might all be factored in. The Department of Agriculture report on grain stocks ahead of the weekend showed that wheat, corn, and soybean supplies on hand a month ago today were larger than traders expected. In fact, the figures showing supplies of corn just as the new crop was beginning to be harvested were even higher than the highest estimate of the analysts surveyed in advance. There was some trade news late last night. Canada and the United States have officially announced a deal has been reached for Canada to stay in a North American free trade agreement with the U.S. and Mexico. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland announced that deal in a joint statement. They say it will result in freer markets and fairer trade. Increased U.S. access to Canada's dairy market is a part of this deal. Apparently, it was one of the last things hammered out last night. Now, it's unclear how much new access will be given. Oh, and it appears the agreement will have a new name. It won't be called NAFTA anymore. It will be called the USMCA. Not as easy to say, USMCA, and if that's accurate, we do note it puts America first, Canada last, and Mexico in the middle. USMCA. Did you hear the story out of St. Louis that the mother of a student at Ladue High School is suing after her son did not make the varsity soccer team and then was not allowed to play on the junior varsity team? The woman's attorney says the issue in this case, filed in a federal court, is age and sex discrimination. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.